Bias for Life, Shir 76, Thursday on Erev Shabbos, Parshas Bereishis, Sunday, Parshas Noach. We are holding at a time of year that sometimes can feel like a letdown. We are going from the heights of the Yom Neiroim, of the Yomim Tovim, to the regular weekday. And it's very important to change our mindset when it comes to that. When a person feels like there's a regular weekday, then there will be a regular weekday. But when a person does his best to try to make every day special, so to speak, try to appreciate the day, then every day can be a Yom Tov, so to speak. Every day can be an opportunity to come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the purpose of the Yomim Tovim, to give us an understanding of our relationship with Hashem that we take with us throughout the year. And this concept is relevant really in every area of life, in every area of Avodas Hashem. But specifically, it is relevant when it comes to Shalom Bayis. Because your bias is going to look the way that you view it. If you view Shalom Bayis as a regular thing in life, something normal, something regular, something ordinary, and you treat it as such, then it will be like that. And a person won't be fighting, a person will be able to live, but that's not true Shalom. True Shalom comes from an appreciation of the concept, from an appreciation of what it means to have Shalom in the bayis. It's not just a regular bayis where two people live together. Like the saying goes, if a chassin considers himself like a melech and his wife like a malka for his entire life, he will be a chassin and a kala for his entire life. That's how we should view the concept of Shalom Bayis. It's something unique, it's something special. It's not ordinary. It's not just going to the store and buying milk, which also shouldn't be ordinary like we explained. But in Shalom Bayis, it is critical because it can define the difference between true Shalom and two people coexisting. When both spouses appreciate the importance of the Shalom, when they appreciate the importance of working on it and advancing in it and not just taking it for granted, that is true Shalom. And when we just view it on autopilot as if it will just happen by itself and it's normal life, we get along, we try not to fight, and that's it, that is not Shalom Bayis. That's not Machlaikis, but that's not true Shalom. Shalom Bayis brings the Shekhinah. The Shekhinah is not regular. The Shekhinah makes it special. If you consider your bias special and you enhance your Shalom bias, then the Shekhinah will come and make it special. But if it's just regular and it's lacking in that appreciation, it is also lacking in the Hashra'as HaShekhinah. It is something unique. It's a gift that the Rebbeinu Shalom gave you. It's something that he wants you to work on. And working on it has priceless results.